SOP254. Today, I'm talking about the most frequently asked questions that I got when I went to PodCamp Cleveland.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach. Thanking you, that's right, you, with the earbuds in the car, on the treadmill, thanking you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to little old me talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about my experience at PodCamp Cleveland. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with me, real easy. Just you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That number is 888-563-3228, 888-563-3228, or email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything I talk about, you can find out in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, I have been to PodCamp Ohio a couple years ago. That was in Columbus, Ohio, and I've missed the last two because 2 years ago I got married on the day of PodCamp Ohio, and the following year they had it on the exact same day, which was my one-year anniversary, and I went off to a bungalow. Sorry, my wife's a little more exciting than PodCamp at times. And so it was great that I got to go to PodCamp Cleveland. I actually live in Cleveland, grew up in the Akron area. And so it was great, number one, to network with a bunch of people. I met Lumpy, and I met another guy that we're going to probably cross-promote each other's podcasts and things like that. And it was just a great time to just hang out with people, he said, scooting his chair. And, but the one thing that, as a podcaster, once you get into this, you kind of lose the... How's that go? You can now see the trees in the forest because you've been in it so long. So it was nice to be around people who just had no idea what a podcast was. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a podcast for the beginners. Hello. All right, that was kind of fun. That was my wife calling to tell me that Osama bin Laden is dead. So there you have it. This will make life a little fun because I have a sneaking suspicion some people... on one hand, it's, well, you know what, this isn't a political show, but anyway, that was the interruption there. And I'm going to leave that in for fun, so I can say, here's what it sounded like. So we want to go over the top questions that I got at PodCamp, and it was these people that really had, they were new to podcasting. Number one, if you're completely new, you don't need an iPod to podcast. I haven't said that in a while. All you need is basically a computer with an internet connection. You can download podcasts in a program like iTunes. Listen to them right there on your computer. The bonus of that is it's called time shifted. I recorded this. I'm recording this now Sunday night at 10:58. And you're probably listening to this tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday at whenever you are. Now, if you do have a portable media device like an iPod or a smartphone or things like that, now you can not only listen to it whenever you want, but wherever you want, and that's really cool. So here are the top five questions. The top five questions. Count them down, everybody. Number one, what is a podcast? Well, what is it? All right, it's a podcast. Is typically, it can be an audio file, typically an MP3, a video file, typically an M4V, or a PDF file. That is, key point here, delivered via an RSS feed. If you put audio on a website, it's not a podcast. It's delivered via RSS. You can think of this as an internet radio or TV show. Now, you just said, what's an RSS feed? Is number two then after I would say that. Now, that stands for real simple syndication, but that doesn't mean understanding it is simple. And I always explain it this way. A radio station has a specific frequency, and when you put that frequency into a radio, that frequency is translated into something we can enjoy, typically music. So your website will automatically produce an RSS feed if you're using a program called WordPress, which is free. And so for here in Cleveland, there's a popular station. It's at 100.7, which means nothing to me. You know, it's whatever, 1,000.7 kilohertz or whatever that stands for, right? But when you tune your radio to 100.7, you hear music and a lot of commercials, right? So the frequency in terms of the internet is your RSS feed. So your RSS feed is kind of, think of it as your frequency. And in my case, the frequency of this podcast is feeds.feedburner.com/SOP, which of course does nothing for you. That doesn't make any sense. But when you put that into kind of like a radio, when you tune in the radio, well, in this case, when you put it into something that reads RSS like iTunes, which works on both a Mac and PC, some people use Google Reader. Some people now are using their phone. Some people use an old program called Juice. But it translates that gobbledygook, the feeds.feedburner.com/SOP, into, hey, wow, check this out. Here comes an audio file, and here are some notes about that audio file, and here I can see the name of this episode. So it translates that. That's what RSS feeds do, basically, in a nutshell. It translates the information. It takes, in the same way that the frequency represents what's going on in the studio with the DJ and the music, the RSS feed represents what's going on the podcaster's website and what's going on into their microphone and cameras. So what is RSS? It stands for really simple syndication. It's simply how people tune in to your podcast. What is a blog? Is it the same as a website? Because a lot of people use those words interchangeably. Well, back in the day, children, you would design your website in software on your computer. You use things like Dreamweaver is what I used to use, FrontPage, things like that. There were other different website packages that you could use. You would create your website on your computer, and then you would upload it to the internet. Now, the site typically would not change. The tech term for this is static. You would put up a static website, and it would basically say, here's who we are, here's our contact information, here's our products, and nothing would really change. Well, people would come and they would read it, and that was basically it. So blogging software is almost always hosted on the internet. So you don't start on your computer and upload it. You go to the internet and you just go right there. That's one difference. The most popular blogging software is WordPress. I believe it has something like 9% of all websites now are done in WordPress. It was something insane like that, which if you think about how many gazillions of websites are online, that's a lot. But when blogging first came out, it was really kind of seen as a way to create an online diary. And you would create these posts, which is kind of like a blurb. And as a new post would come out, the old post would be organized into an archive. It would actually just go down the page. And a blog also has tools to allow people who read your blog to leave comments. So in this case, if we stick with the phrase website, the old website was static and didn't change much. A blog was frequently updated and was interactive. So over time, blogging became more robust, the software, and it became more flexible, and it allowed people to update their blog from any website. I'm sorry, it allows people to update their blog from any computer that has access to the internet. And with the blogging software being more powerful and easier to use, many people started using WordPress to create websites. Okay, now the School of Podcasting actually is a combination of both. The front page of the School of Podcasting, which is all done in WordPress, has a static front page where I talk about signing up and what our tutorials are. If you haven't been there in a while, I've changed the front page. It explains what all the tutorials are, so you have a better idea of what you're getting there. But it also has a blog section. When you go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, that's all of my posts. It's all my show notes from these episodes. So, but in general, if somebody says, yeah, go check out my blog or go check out my website, that's basically almost the same thing because many people are using WordPress to create their website. Even though, I guess, website anymore, if you have a static website, you're not going to get any traffic. So I highly doubt that people are actually building good old-fashioned websites that don't change. Number four on our list of number five, what would be the first things I would recommend to a want-to-be podcaster? I thought this was a great question. And number one, I would say go to iTunes and click on the store on the left-hand side and then do a search for whatever your topic is. Let's say you want to do a podcast about teaching. Maybe you're an elementary teacher and you want to do, you know, tips and tricks on how to be a better teacher, you might type in elementary school, or you might put education podcast and see what comes up. Subscribe to anything that catches your eye. Notice what catches your eye and listen to a few podcasts, making notes about what you like and what you dislike. Because the great thing is, your podcast is going to be different than all of those because it will have your viewpoint. The second thing I would do, use whatever you have lying around and record a podcast. If it's a cassette deck, talk into the cassette deck. If you got one of those little skinny microphones from your computer, record into your computer. You can use a free software called Audacity. Why would you do this? This is just a test run. This is nothing you're going to give to the public. This would help you see how much effort it takes to make a podcast. Because I still say it takes 4 minutes to make one minute of podcast, and that's audio. In video, it gets even more. Then take this just makeshift little podcast that you put together and have someone who is not your mom listen to it. Because you need somebody to give you feedback and say, yeah, this is pretty cool content. Right? Realizing that it's not going to sound super because you're using kind of makeshift equipment. But, you know, you get the idea. You want to kind of do a test run. Now, if you're still interested and people aren't saying this is a horrible idea, and the other thing to keep in mind, whatever you're passionate about, if somebody tells you this is a stupid idea, if you still want to do it, then poo-poo on them. Follow your passion. But if you're still interested, then purchase some podcasting equipment, and you can find my recommendations. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. And then basically in terms of, well, how do I set up this WordPress thing and what's this Audacity stuff, then just join the School of Podcasting. Because that's what I do. I walk you through planning your podcast step by step, setting up WordPress, what plugins to use, how to record, how to mix it down to an MP3, how to tag it, how to upload it, where's the media, where's the music, all that step by step is at the School of Podcasting. Now, the last question I had here is, what equipment do I use? And the easiest way, again, is just to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. You'll see just my whole big long blog post about podcasting equipment. But I am using right now, as we speak, this is a Shure SM58 microphone that you can pick up for $99. It's going into an old Behringer Eurorack UB802, which I believe they have a new Xenix 802, I think is the new model. That's $64. So there's $150 in a microphone and a mixer. I'm recording into my Zoom H4, which is about $300 because now it's the Zoom H4N. I occasionally plug in, I'm not using this today, into a DBX 286, I think it's now S, which is a mic preamp. Those are about $200. You don't really need it. It's icing on the cake, but I occasionally use that. I'm using Adobe Audition to record and mix down my podcast. Back in the day, when I had no budget for this kind of stuff, I usually use Sony Music Studio, which is only $46. Or there's a program called, I used to use this all the time. It was called Mixcraft from Acoustica. Now, they have continued to add more and more features to that program that I would actually recommend Sony Acid Music Studio if you can't afford Audition. Audition is a chunk of change. It's like $300. Sony Acid Music Studio is a pretty cool program. It's powerful and yet easy to use. So there you go. If you're new to podcasting, some quick get to know podcasting questions. Like I said, it was a lot of fun. We had a great discussion. Somebody asked me, do I know Cliff Ravenscraft? And I thought that was funny. Number one, Cliff, I called Cliff one time to ask about getting a Heil PR40. I was actually thinking of buying one. And while I had him on the phone, I know Cliff, by the way, I'm done talking about podcasting at this point. So if you're in a hurry, just we'll see you next week. Class dismissed. This is icing on the cake, I guess. But I actually called Cliff, and Cliff is or was a youth pastor. And I, at the time, was thinking of becoming a minister in training, which I now am and have been for a year and a half at my church. Now, the church that I was in training at is actually I'm not there anymore. Let's go that route. They didn't like my style of preaching. they're very old people, and I'm not, and so I'm different. And really, it doesn't matter who went to that church. Their old pastor had been there for 30 years, and whoever stepped in behind him, it wasn't going to work, kind of thing. So I'm actually still in school. Anyway, let me get back. I'm getting off track here. Cliff's a great guy. And we talked about Cliff. I talked about Ray over at the Podcasters Studio. So there's two S's there. We talked about Daniel at the Audacity Podcast. There's Dr. Pod, Andy White at the Podcast Advisor. We talked about all the different people. And we said, you know, it's really not competition. We're all very passionate. Most of us agree. And we explain how, you know, Cliff is maybe a little more of an audio snob, a self-proclaimed audio snob, I should say, than I am. And we're all kind of on the same team, which is helping people reach a global audience for less than the cost of a, you know, Nintendo Wii. You know, so that's my thought on all my quote competition. I really like Ray, Podcaster Studio. Love Ray. Ray's got good stuff. Nothing against any of the other guys. I like Dr. Pod. I like Cliff. I like Daniel. They're all good stuff. I listen to them all. Podcasters Emporium is another one. The boys from Aussie Down Under. So if you're looking for, I'm actually going to make a list. There's another one, Podcast Starter and The Art of Podcasting. There's like, I told people, I said, and the reason we talked about this is they said, you know, what if somebody's already doing a podcast about your topic? And I said, but nobody has your viewpoint. Nobody has your insight. Nobody has your history. Nobody has your experience. So your podcast will be different. You know, I know some people that probably don't like me because I talk about the school of podcasting on occasion. They don't like me because I usually don't use notes. I have bullet points and I'm all over the place. I know some people may not like Cliff because Cliff really promotes himself a lot. Well, he should. He's feeding kids. You know, he does this for a living. I did this for a living. I now am a corporate trainer, and I do this on the side to pay for my student loans. And because I love podcasting. You know, it wasn't like, well, I'll do this until I get a real job. But, you know, with a family and things like that, I'm very happy because we had big medical bills, and I have some benefits now. And I'm still doing what I love. I'm still helping people podcast, and I, you know, clock in from 8 to 5. So, yeah. So Cliff should promote himself a little more, and he's doing great. He's actually said, here's a great story. He's making more money now than he did when he was an insurance salesman, and he made a nice living. So God bless all the podcast people. In fact, that's my thing today. We're going to leave on this note. Call, leave a message, write an email to who you want to do it to me, that's fine, but send a note to a podcaster somewhere and thank them for the information, the entertainment, the music, whatever they're doing. Thank your podcasters today, and they will deeply appreciate it because it's nice to know that somebody is listening. So that is going to do it for this week at the School of Podcasting. I should remind you, he said, going out to his own website. If you go out to davidjackson.org, that is my blog, speaking of blogs. And our next roundtable, this one will be not via phone. You'll need a microphone to plug in. This way our international people can get involved. We'll be May 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information on that, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. It's a lot like a podcamp. They're really, really cool. Last one we had quite a few people. If you're a member of the School of Podcasting, I'm editing that audio, and you will hear that later. So thanks for tuning in. Until next week, class is dismissed.